Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
You'll see lots about International Women's Day, I'm sure, on social media and across, well, all of the media, really, over the next few days. It is this Sunday, the 8th of March, and to mark it, we wanted to chat to some of the women that are leading the way in what would have maybe typically been regarded as male-dominated areas or male-dominated fields. Shauna Doyle, a.k.a. the Tarmacking Mammy, is with me here on Lunchtime Live today. Shauna, what attracted you to this industry?
Hi, Andrea.
How are you?
To be honest, I have grown up in this industry, so I work for my family business. So since I was little, it's been on the doorstep. It was never an option for me growing up, but as I got older, I kind of realised that there could be an opening there where I could get involved in the family business as well. Up until that point, it had only been sort of like my brothers, male cousins, my uncle and dad, you know, that run it. And I just thought I'd could I get involved?
Yeah. And when you say there wasn't, you know, that it wasn't an option when you were younger, it was just that I suppose there was no other females doing what you're doing in the industry.
That's exactly it. Like, it just was never even a talking point. So, like, it would never have come into my head that it could be an option for me. And I remember, like, I would have always been out on the site with my granddad, you know, when I was younger, doing little jobs around the place. And, like, I could always manage, but it still was just never came up in conversation that I could actually do it as a career until I got older and I just asked.
Yeah, simple as that. And now you're a huge part, I've no doubt, Shauna, the business. What do you enjoy about it?
I just love the variety more than anything. Every day is so different. And even still, like, the lads that have been doing it for 40 odd years will say every day you're still learning something new. Mm. You're constantly learning off each other. And even just with different jobs, trying to figure out like what way is going to work best. It's constantly something there's constantly something to challenge you. And just every day is so different. That's what I love. The days just fly.
I imagine it's probably a lot of outdoor work as well. There's the business side of it. You know, you're probably, you know, going around and maybe quotations and all that goes with surveying and actually even looking at jobs before they start. There's probably loads of elements to it.
There is. Like, I'm mainly on site every day. I do the prices and quotations as well. But, like, you're still outside measuring up people's driveways. You're out in it all the time. There's, for me anyway, at the moment, there's very little office work involved.
Okay.
So you are, like, I am outside most days, even in all that rain, everything, you know, you're out in it. But you just, like anything like that, people do say to me, how do you manage in this weather or whatever, you know, in the cold? You just get used to it. Like, it's mad to say, you just, you find ways around, you know, what works for you to keep warm or dry or whatever.
Yeah.
And you get on with it like anything. Like,
Emma Louise Crimmins is an apprentice plumber with Gas Networks Ireland. Emma Louise is joining us here, Shauna, on the line as well. Tell us a little bit about your apprenticeship, Emma Louise.
Hi, Andrea.
How are you?
So I do a plumbing apprenticeship with Gas Networks Ireland, and my apprenticeship, it's very varied. So with the plumbing apprenticeship, you do 4 years. You do phase 1, 3, and 5. You do on site, and then the rest you do in college. So your apprenticeship, you still do get a bit of the college life. You do spend a couple of months in colleges, and you can be sent to any college in the country. You don't really know where you're going to be called.
Were you always interested in this line of work, Emma?
Funny enough, when I was younger, I was interested in it. But as Shauna mentioned, it just wasn't something that was made seem that was accessible for women. But my dad was an industrial pipe fitter and then opened his own business. And he was always able to provide for his family very well. I know he worked hard, but he seemed to enjoy what he did. And he used to take me to work with him actually when I was younger.
Right.
And it's some of the best memories I have with him.
Yeah.
So it was always something I was interested in. And when I seen Gas Networks were looking for apprentices, I just said, why not go for it?
Why not go for it?
I was a pastry chef before it, and it just didn't suit me anymore.
And, like, I suppose with something like this, you get an opportunity, I imagine, to kind of meet people all the time as well.
You're meeting people from all different parts of the Dublin and the country, really. You know, in my day, I could be working in Ballsbridge and then I could be working in flats in town. It's just such varied work, and you meet so many different people. it's really interesting work as well. Like, no 2 day is the same for me.
I was looking at Construction Industry Federation. They maintain about 11% of the people employed in the construction sector in Ireland. It seems to be across the whole construction area or industry are women. About 1% of those, I think, seem to be employed on site, according to Construction Industry Federation Ireland's latest figures. Lisa Dooley is with us as well. Lisa, you're a chartered quantity surveyor, is that right, with Ormond Construction?
Hi, Andrea. I sure am.
And what drew you to this?
I ended up being, I started out like the girls. I'd done an apprenticeship in plastering first and followed through from there.
Okay.
The whole way through.
Yeah.
The whole way through my plastering apprenticeship. Now, I'm a lot older than the girls. I done my apprenticeship 24 years ago, 25 years ago I started. And the whole way through my apprenticeship, a lot of people would have said, oh God, the wet trades are heavy work and you won't be able to do that when you're older. You should go back and do something else construction based, but you won't be able for wet trades as you get older. So that's how I ended up as a quantity surveyor.
Yeah, a gear shift in that. And how has that feel changed, you know, in terms of the number of women working? Like, I know actually quite a few female quantity surveyors.
Do you? I know a few myself now. I wouldn't have known that many when I went back to college. I didn't know any of them.
Yeah.
But no, there's a bigger shift. I'm just at the CIF International Women's Day here at the moment. Oh my God, the amount of apprentice women that are there on stage compared to 20 years ago. I was the only female I knew doing an apprenticeship when I was 18. And there's a room full of people in there, all in the construction industry. It's amazing.
So we were in college kind of right at the height of the Celtic Tiger, and the construction industry, of course, sure was booming at the time. And you know, there was a few girls from home in Donegal that would have gone on and, you know, did different courses and qualified as QS at various different stages. And obviously then we all know what happened with the industry. But
yeah.
I can imagine, though, like it is important, Lisa, to have strong female role models. For you, that's at kind of your level, and then you see Emma Louise coming up now and starting out in an apprenticeship.
Yeah, it's amazing. The CIF are always saying here, you can't be what you can't see. Shauna was actually on the panel last year. I remember her. So she was. And that was the motto, you can't be what you can't see. And it's 100% true. There's a girls' school on at the moment there on a live stream, and it's amazing to see that they're the audience you need to be talking to, is younger females, and giving them the opportunity. And another thing I find very funny that I've heard all day, and I've heard both the girls say, was they fell into this job. It wasn't that in school we were told about apprenticeships, we were told about trades, we were told about the options available to girls. It's so many women are saying they fell into this job, which I think is wrong. I think it's something that we should be encouraging. Oh my God, the money you get out of working on a trade is 10 times what you're going to get working in a shop. Like,
yeah, I know, especially in the, looking, it's a guaranteed industry, looking, you know, guaranteed work, I suppose, at the moment, looking at the number of houses that have to be built in this
exactly.
country. When you, Emma Louise, when you were in, you know, in kind of school and going through the education system, was there much talk about apprenticeships?
There was talk for the boys, but not for the girls. And even in school, there's still, I think, very much a stigma around apprenticeships that if you didn't do well in school, you go into an apprenticeship. And kind of for the girls, it was if you didn't do well in school, you become a hairdresser or a beautician. You know, there's still a stigma around apprenticeships and people who do and didn't do good in school, whereas a lot of the times it's just, as people touched on, they're very well-paid jobs. I know, like, my apprenticeship I got on Gas Networks was a really hard apprenticeship to get. I think 1,200 applied and they took on 15. So it's not that these are jobs that people don't, you know, some people have this misconception about them. And I'd love more girls to apply. My job is actually running their apprenticeship program at the end of March, and I'd love to see more girls apply for it. I'm the only female plumber we have. And when I went to college, I went to Dundalk to do my Phase 4. They said I was the third female doing plumbing they'd seen in 24 years.
Oh my God. Just the third. For like, it's hard to believe in 2026, you know, that even the numbers are still that low. Shauna, just on a final point to you, you know, that stigma that Emma Louise talked about, are we making any inroads to try and reduce that?
I think it is definitely improving. I think like social media is huge in that as well. It's just getting it out there. Like myself and Emma work with the Building Heroes. It's a Department of Education initiative just to encourage young people into apprenticeships. And by how we do that is we do videos, we put them up on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and you just kind of get a little insight into what we actually do day to day. So straight away, you see that, you know, it's not all dirt, you know, and like it's enjoyable work. You know, you have to be like, it's not a case that it's a second resort. You know, you didn't do well in your leaving cert. So you kind of like, this is the backup. Like that stigma, I do think is going, but it's the only way. The only way is to continue showing what is actually involved in the work. And like Emma was saying there, like it's well paid. You know, there is absolutely no kind of, it's not a second class kind of job or anything like that. It is very, very...
Well, for anyone doing work at the moment in their house, I'm sure for any of our Lunchtime Live listeners, they'll can testify to that. They'll know what it's like when they've been given the quotations. Shauna Doyle, the Tarmac and Mammy in social media. That's Emma Louise Crimmins there, who's an apprentice plumber with Gas Networks Ireland, and Lisa Dooley, who is a former plasterer and now a chartered quantity surveyor with Ormond Construction. Thanks a million to you all for joining us on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.